Dougie, written by James Maloney and read by Peter Hardy. There's always one picture in my head when I think about what happened to our town. I'm down on the riverbank with my mother and father and all the family round about. We don't see Dad much, because he sort of moves around from one place to another. Comes home about once a year. In this picture, Dad is drunk again. He's always drunk, but this time he's just happy drunk, and he's talking and making us all laugh. Some of the other men are calling to him, urging him on like, cracking jokes, trying to make Dad say funny things. Even my mum's laughing. She don't usually laugh when Dad is drinking. That's most of the time, so Mum don't laugh much at all when he's around. It's good to watch her. She's talking back to him too, calling him, "You silly bung." Gracie's there next to Mum, staring at the water behind Dad's back. It's lazy water, the colour of the milky tea Mum makes for breakfast. Gracie's my sister. I like her. She's not like the rest of the girls in town. She don't chase after all the boys and play that game like. She could catch them all right, don't you worry. Gracie's the fastest girl across the ground you've ever seen. Gracie's 14 years old, which is a year older than me, and a year younger than Raymond, our brother. Raymond's there too. Like I said, all the family. He's sitting with Johnny Warren, well behind Mum so she can't see him. Every now and then he steals a swig out of Johnny's beer bottle. Sooner or later, Mum's going to see what he's up to and she'll scream at him to get away from Johnny Warren and his beer. She'll slap his face and kick at his legs till he begs her to stop. He's afraid of Mum like we all are, even Dad, even the whiteys up at the school. He'll jump about from leg to leg and whimper like a mongrel, but Mum will keep jabbing away at him better than a boxer till she's not as angry anymore.